In Jakarta, Indonesia today, police used tear gas to stop a crowd of students protesting the U.S.-led bombing of Afghanistan. The students were at the Parliament building, but earlier they demonstrated at the U.S. Embassy. Policymakers here are concerned about reaction to anti-terrorist military action, especially within Islamic countries. Indonesia is the most populous Muslim country. Nearly 200 million people there follow Islam. NPR's Alex Chadwick spoke with the editor of the Jakarta Post, Andy Bayuni. He said that many Indonesians see the terrorist attack on the U.S. and the attacks on Afghanistan as equal to each other.
Many people here have condemned the attack by the United States on Afghanistan in the same way they condemned the terrorist attack on the United States on September 11. They are saying that the attack by the United States almost equals or amounts to another terrorist attack if that attack on Afghanistan resulted in heavy casualties among the Afghanistan civilian people.
Mr. Bayani, your nation is the world's largest Islamic nation, but it's not really an Islamic country, is it? That is, the government is secular, isn't it?
Yes, the government is secular, although we take religious values into government policies. And therefore, when it comes to the crisis in Afghanistan, there are many people here, among the Muslim population here, still identified with their brothers in Afghanistan, and that therefore there was condemnation of the United States.
Is Osama bin Laden a popular figure in Indonesia?
He was never heard of before until, I guess, 2 or 3 weeks ago. There are some people here who looked at him as some kind of a folk hero. There were people selling T-shirts of Osama bin Laden. You know, he's taking on the United States. But beyond that, I think most of the people here are quite ignorant about the things that he has done, especially all the bad things that he has done.
Indonesia's president, Megawati Sukarno-Putri, was either the first or second foreign leader to meet with President Bush immediately after the attack on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. And she pledged her support in the fight against terrorism. But how is the government responding now with people in the streets protesting U.S. action? What's the government going to do?
I have to clarify the last aspect first. There are actually people in the streets protesting against the United States, but these were conducted mostly by organizations that are small in terms of their numbers, but they are vocal, but they do not represent the majority of Muslims in Indonesia. With regard to the government's position, I think President Megawati's position that Indonesia is joining the international campaign against world terrorism still stands, although the attack on Afghanistan has upset to some extent the government, because Indonesia's position from the beginning was very clear that any action against international terrorism should be conducted collectively under the United Nations and not unilaterally, like what happened on Sunday.
Thank you, Mr. Bayuni.
Thank you, Alex.
Andy Bayuni, editor of the English-language Jakarta Post in Indonesia, spoke with NPR's Alex Chadwick.